Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good afternoon, man. Let's enjoy this one. So much to dissect after this one as the Royals save some face. They salvage the finale in Miami, taking the finale by a final score of 7-4. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's also our text line number, 913-586-7965. My favorite wins come on Sunday, so glad that the boys are able to start our work week off right. All right, some positive discussion. I don't know, actually. I'm hoping there's some positive discussion. Now, I'm also thankful that George Karlaftis signed that nice little deal. So instead of people bashing the Royals for dropping 2 of 3 to the Marlins, it'll likely be a celebration of George Karlaftis signing a long-term deal to stay in Kansas City. But the Royals win the finale. They win on Sunday. And they do so in a fashion that, in my opinion, opens up this post-game show. There's a lot of ways this program can go this afternoon. A lot of ways to chat about this 3-run victory. There's good, there's bad, and yes, there's ugly. In most baseball games, there's good, bad, and ugly. But thankfully, the thing that matters most, the win or the loss, the Royals get the win. So again, 913-586-7965 is our phone number. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. Really, it doesn't matter how you're feeling about this team going into the game. I think all different types of Royals fans saw what they wanted to see today. The most optimistic fan obviously walks away happy as the boys get the record back to just 4 games below .500. The Royals fan that is solely focused on the trade deadline that is now almost exactly 11 days away. You saw Carlos Estevez come in and shut the door and pick up his 26th save of the season. That's second most in Major League Baseball. Now, if you're just a diehard Royals fan that, for some reason, focuses on the negative, well, you got plenty of negative to revel in today, as A rough finish to the game. A Jonathan India error turns a 7-0 blowout into a game where you need Carlos Estevez to come in and close it out. So it's all there for you, Kansas City. Again, 913-586-7965. Offensively, you know, this is the type of performance that we're now 100 games into the season. You know, these are the type of performances we've been waiting for. When they've shown up, they've been few and far between. But hey, credit where credit is due. They got some great swings from the best bats on this team. Right, the core of this offense this season and moving forward put together one of their best half innings of 2025 as Bobby singles, Vinny singles, Michael does the job with a sac fly, Salvi rips a double, and Jack Caglione laces one to the opposite field. A great fourth inning sees the Royals plate three, and then in the fifth inning they do what good teams do. When given an inch by the opposition, you take it for a foot. They took it for more than that. Scoring another three runs after an errant throw leads to a leadoff man in scoring position. Kyle Isbell gets down a gorgeous bunt, doing his job. And then Jonathan India runs into a two-run double. First time we've seen India drive in multiple runs in a month. So nice to see. Three runs in the fourth, three runs in the fifth. Your stars were stars in the fourth, and you capitalized and executed in the fifth. Listen, I understand it's been a disappointing season, but I'm not going to sit here and dump on the offense. In offense, that's, albeit, is the worst run-scoring group in franchise history through the first 100 games. I understand that. I've watched every single pitch. But after a performance like this, when they drop seven runs on the Marlins, 2 days after dropping seven runs on the Marlins, you got to give them credit. The big bats came through in the fourth, and they did their job really throughout, right? Even Michael Garcia, Vinny Pasquantino in the fifth. Yeah, sure, I would love a multi-run extra base hit, but you got to get that run in. I got to have a sac fly. Michael and Vinny delivered just that. So you had the good, you had the bad, you had the ugly, and then, of course, you had Salvador Perez. Two hits tonight, and, man, I couldn't help but think about the post-game show back on Friday. I hate to keep going back to it, but we heard a lot of frustration from Royals fans back on Friday night, with a lot of that frustration directed at the manager, Matt Quatrero, and his quote-unquote lack of passion, according to some. You know, and it's always been my opinion that, man, I want my leaders inside the clubhouse. I want my passionate leader leading the boys in the dugouts, in the clubhouse, in the back of the plane, on the bus. I want it to be player-led. And as I'm watching Salvi, Salvi's a guy that, well, obviously is destined for the Hall of Fame, arguably the second greatest career that this franchise has ever seen. It's certainly unfair to compare anybody to the great number 13. But at the same time, everyone should compare themselves to Salvi. I just think about any conversation I've had with him about the Hall of Fame. His response is always the same. If you're not here, if you're not in the big leagues with the goal of making it to the Hall of Fame, what are you doing? And I think that's just a small peek into what makes Salvi Salvi. Now, he understands that, you know, John Rave at 27 might not be thinking about the Hall of Fame. You know, Adam Frazier, nearing the end of his career, might not be thinking, hey, I'm going to end up in the Hall of Fame. But when you show up to the ballpark that day, you should take the field with the expectation that I am a Hall of Famer, that I'm going to get every single ounce out of my talent. I'm going to leave it all out there on the field. So as I think back to Friday's show and the pleas from some, begging Matt Quatrero to scream at an umpire to get thrown out of a game, I direct you to Salvador Perez. to the grade number 13. Do you think he showed up to the ballpark today searching for someone to fuel him up? Searching for someone to instill passion inside of him? Salvi, who you know has been through countless losing seasons in Kansas City, catching through the summer for teams that had nothing to look forward to on the horizon and yet continued to show up and put up big numbers that ultimately will lead him to the Hall of Fame. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. The ball club at times has looked lifeless. So I understand where that desire for a passionate leader comes out. Salvi's the leader of this team, right? Salvi's the captain. Salvi's not one to scream at an umpire to get in their face, to fuel the boys, to get the guys going. Salvi's smiling out there. He's having the time of his life. But if you're going to question his passion, you're going to look like a fool. So my question is how is it any different? Salvi shows up every single day with the same expectation, the same focus, the same desire, the same passion. Look at what he's doing here in the month of July. Look at what he's done over the past few days where it felt as dire as ever. At least it has to me. Yesterday's game, on the heels of the walk-off on Friday, at times you're wondering if it is this team already resigned to the fact that the sophomore album is a flop? Do they agree that there's no chance of the postseason suddenly? You see Salvi yesterday comes through, ties the game with a home run, eighth inning. And then today, Salvi, again, a double in the fourth and another eighth inning home run. You know, for as much as some want to look to manager Matt Quatrero and say, hey, start screaming, act like a lunatic, get the boys going. You know what the boys need to do is execute. What the boys need to do is watch what Salvador Perez is doing, and that is bring the same energy, passion, excitement, aggressiveness every single day to the ballpark. Don't look for anyone else to motivate you. Yeah, it's a team game, but it's very individual. You're the one showing up later than others. You're the one leaving before others. Put the work in. There's no shortcuts. And Salvador Perez is the perfect example. And that's why today's two-hit performance is another reason to give Salvador Perez the Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game Award. 2-for-4 today, including career home run number 288. Put Salvi just 29 shy from George Brett's all-time Royals franchise record. And just 23 big flies away from fellow Hall of Famer Pudge Rodriguez and 7th on baseball's all-time home run list for a catcher. Royals win 7-4. They save some face in South Beach and now hop aboard a bird for the north side of Chicago. Happy flight up to a beautiful windy city. Get a nice dinner tonight. Night game tomorrow. You can enjoy the city tomorrow afternoon. You have Noah Cameron on the mound. And the Cubs are the best team in baseball. We'll see what kind of attitude the Royals adopt. Nobody believes in you. Nobody believes in you in this series against the Cubs. Nobody believes in you around Major League Baseball. Even after Chris Bubich spins 5 innings of shutout baseball, he's still not one of the top 5. As far as the odds makers are concerned, he's still not one of the top 5 for the American League Cy Young Award. Nobody believes in Bubich. Nobody believes in Noah Cameron starting the game tomorrow. Nobody's given him any Rookie of the Year love. And yet he has the best pitching numbers of any rookie in Major League Baseball. Nobody believes in Cameron. Nobody believes in this offense. And I'm not just talking about the bettors or the betting apps or the baseball fans outside of Kansas City. Nobody believes in you in Kansas City. You have nothing to lose coming up this week in Chicago. I can't wait to see what this team brings coming up. Starting tomorrow night, 7:05 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock. Again, the phone lines are open for you. The Peterson & Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm. Don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Again, that number, 913-586-7965. Take our first quick timeout. Dive right into those phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've mentioned it before, but I really want to drive this home that up to at least 70% of the food in grocery stores is not healthy. It's ultra-processed. It's filled with additives, coloring, chemicals you'll never be able to pronounce. All kinds of crazy stuff, man. I wish I could have told you. Well, I have been telling you this, but I know Sunday a lot of people going grocery shopping. And if you really want to eat healthy, do what my wife and I did. Become a Guaranteed Foods customer because 100% of their all-natural products are totally additive-free. They're as healthy as you can get. They're loaded with nutrition. They're portion packaged, so you're not wasting food. And it's all delivered by appointment directly to your shelves, man. It's even better than it sounds. It's even healthier. It tastes so much better than you would even think with this kind of healthy food, man.
888-5000. Guaranteed Foods.
Or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Junk delivers, Isbell bunts, third base side. Sanoja charges, picks it up, no throw. A perfect bunt from Isbell. Here's the 0-1. India bashes it into right center field. It splits the gap and rolls toward the fence. Past Myers all the way to the wall. Fermin scores. Isbell streaks around third. He comes to the plate standing, no throw. Jonathan India's got an extra base hit in Miami. It's a two-run double, and the Royals have a 5-0 lead in the fifth.
Yeah, that lead would grow to 7-0 as we went to the bottom of the ninth inning. Jonathan India, who drove in two there, as Jake Eisenberg called, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. 7-0 in the bottom of the ninth inning and a two-out ground ball, well-hit ground ball right at Jonathan India. Unable to make the play. Errant play by Jonathan India. And four runs end up coming in to score. That's how we arrive at our final score, 7-4. But Carlos Estevez came in and put the fire out in the ninth, and the Royals salvage one in Miami. Again, they take the finale 7-4. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. To me, that two-run double with nobody out and two on in the fifth inning was today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Yeah, I thought that was the big moment in the game. Royals lead 3-0 at this point. You feel good up 3-0 in the top of the fifth with Chris Bubich on the hill, but still, 3-0 against a team that has the hot-hitting Kyle Stowers and Jesus Sanchez and Otto Lopez and Augustin Ramirez, guys that have already beaten you once, no, twice in the past 48 hours. A 3-0 lead is anything but safe. And when you get a leadoff man on, the way the Royals did, an errant throw by the Marlins shortstop puts Freddie Fermin at second base with nobody out. You're given a free run right there. You have to cash it in. Kyle Isbell gets down a perfect bunt, as you heard. That set up first and third with nobody out. And that's when Jonathan India steps to the dish and blasts a 93-mile-per-hour fastball up in the zone. And he goes to the opposite field, right center field, to the wall, drives in two, and the Royals go up 5-0. India would advance to third on a wild pitch. Bobby Witt Jr. would then take his walk, and Vinny Pasquantino does his job as he drives Jonathan India in from third.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
India, 1-for-3 on the day. He was hit by a pitch, he drew a walk, and he drives in a pair of runs. And again, just the 7th time all season, India's had a multi-RBI performance. Royals win 7-4. The phone lines are open for you. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Royals up 6-0 at the end of 5. They would tack on another in the 8th, courtesy of Salvi's leadoff bomb. 7-0 to the bottom of the 9th, and, well, you get the picture, 7-4 final score. Let's go to Tom in Kansas City. Tom, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Vern. First-time caller, long-time listener since Buddy Blattner and Denny Matthews in 1969.
God love you.
I just have a comment and then a question. The Royals, they've been up and down over the years, and I just wished everybody would just enjoy baseball, take it easy, and relax. We have good games, we have bad games, good years, bad years, but it's just baseball. And my question for you, Vern, is, so if we put up Lugo at the trade deadline, what would you expect to get back in return?
Well, you could make a case that Seth Lugo's the best right-handed pitcher possibly available at the deadline. Now, the thing that doesn't necessarily work at his factor is he's a 2-month rental. Personally, I think you could get someone that could help next year. The issue is, Tom, with Lugo is, do you take the first best option? That's what JJ Piccolo did a couple of years ago with the Aroldis Chapman trade. Instead of taking it all the way to the deadline, he said, hey, this Cole Reagans kid might be the best option, might be the best return we're ever going to get. Let's pull the trigger soon. And they did, and it worked out.
In 23, we had no hope in 23.
That's a great point. And if you trade Seth Lugo right now, even if you have that Cole Reagans on the line, it's a white flag. And it's a terrible look to the fan base that you're giving up on the rest of the season, especially when you have another 11 days until the trade deadline, 9 more games to go. So it's almost a game of chicken right now. If you take it to the deadline, I think you could get an outfielder that could compete for a starting spot next year in spring training. But if that finger issue that Lugo's dealt with all season, or if he continues to struggle like we saw earlier in this series, who knows what that does to his trade value. It's a fun spot to be in if you're the general manager, but it's also a precarious spot, because if you pull the trigger at the wrong time, you might end up shooting yourself in the foot in the long run. Tom, I appreciate the phone call. Personally, you have to, how I feel, you have to trade Seth Lugo. Now, am I obviously I'm not privy to the conversations going on within the Royals front office or with other teams' front offices. But to me, the first best offer that comes along, you pull the trigger. The issue might be convincing ownership, you know, that we're waving the white flag, because that's exactly what it is. You can't cover losing Seth Lugo. You're already without Cole Reagans. Michael Lorenzen's banged up. You might have a bullpen game on Tuesday. Who knows, 45-year-old Rich Hill might start a game coming up on Tuesday. You trade Seth Lugo, there is no hope for this team pulling off what might, to some, already seem hopeless. Royals, 100 games into the season, on pace to go 78-84. 913-586-7965. But listen, right now that performance we saw from Lugo on Friday is the aberration. This dude's been red hot since the calendar flipped to June, and he's been outstanding since putting pen to paper and becoming a Kansas City Royal. Seth Lugo makes a team better. In my opinion, he becomes the second best starter in the Boston rotation. He becomes the second best starter in the Cubs rotation. There aren't many teams right now in Major League Baseball in contention that Seth Lugo doesn't become one of their top two, top three pitchers. I mean, I would venture to guess almost every single team that would be interested in adding a Seth Lugo is interested because he becomes their game two starter, their game three starter. So if you have that as a trade chip, boy, that's pretty valuable. And if a bidding war starts for that trade chip, man, you might get something more than someone that could compete for a starting spot next spring. You could get someone that is handed a starting spot next spring. Like, their talent's so good, of course you're a part of our big picture next year, buddy. Yeah, you're our new left fielder. Let's go get it. Seth Lugo has to be moved. Carlos Estevez, you know, that's a different conversation. I don't know if that's something that must be done. You have him under team control next year. You can never have enough pitchers. I would have no issue if Carlos Estevez stays. You get a deal you can't refuse? Sure, pull the trigger. Adios, Carlos, man. It's been great getting to know you. You're a tremendous dude, and I wish you nothing but success. Thanks for the phone call, Tom. 913-586-7965. Royals win 7-4. They're now 16-1 this season when scoring seven or more. That one loss, of course, Friday night's loss in Miami. Let's go to Alex in Greenwood. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, Vern. Love the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I have kind of a fun question here, but if you could pick any ex-Royals player from any year and plop them in this lineup for a playoff push, who would you do? And I'll listen off air. Thanks.
Sure. Well, George. I don't know if you're going to put in the caveat other than George, but George. George is the answer. I know you have a third baseman in Michael Garcia. Michael, I need you to hold it down at second base, buddy. I know you didn't look great there earlier this season, but I trust you. You're good enough. Yeah, give me George Brett. If it's not George Brett, then I'm going to look to the outfield. Do I go Amos Otis, Willie Wilson? Man, put Willie Wilson at the top of this lineup. Let's go. Hang on. Is that the answer? Put Willie at the top. Oh, my goodness. Lorenzo Cain, Carlos Beltran. Boy, oh, boy. One of those four. How about that? So George, number one. Yeah, I would say Beltran 2, Willie 3, Lorenzo Cain 4, and then Amos Otis 5. That's how I'd stack it up. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Yeah, maybe I should say a pitcher. You know, maybe I should bring up David Cone. Oof. Just because of everything that he brings. Not only stuff, but, hey, we're here for one thing, and that is picking up wins. He's an asset inside that clubhouse. With all due respect to the young Brett Saberhagen and Zach Greinke, David Cone might be that first pitcher I choose. Well, speaking of pitching, Chris Bubich did just that, 5 shutout innings for the All-Star today. He's now 8-6 on the season, lowers his ERA to 2.38. That's 7th best in Major League Baseball. He allows, no earned runs. He's allowed 3 earned runs or fewer in 16 of his 19 starts. Let's hear what he had to say after the game to Annie Rogers of MLB.com, the audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
It was good enough, to keep the ball on the ground. I thought we did that pretty well. Still could have got ahead and counts a lot better, but, getting weak contact on the ground, defense made some nice plays. Getting those early runs is always huge. Always nice to pitch with a good lead like that, but, good to give us some innings there, and, bullpen wrapped it up.
Pretty efficient through 5, mm-hmm. But obviously done after 66 pitches. Yep. What do you make of that decision, and how do you feel like you kind of have to balance everything you're going through right now?
Yeah, I've been under the weather the last couple days, so that probably played a big factor into it. But and I noticed, coming into the day, the velo was down a little bit. But, other than just being under the weather, it's nothing we're too concerned about. Otherwise, I still wanted to pitch. I still wanted to pitch as long as I can, or long as I could, and for the offense to give us a comfortable lead like that probably made the decision definitely a little bit easier. But bullpen stepped up, did a great job holding it down there, and glad we could salvage the series and head off to Wrigley.
Way to go, Chris Bubich, 8-6 on the season, but a perfect 8-0 when his offense scores more than one run for him. 8-0, if you guys can scratch across 2 for Bubich, it's an automatic dub, right? First time ever facing the Florida Marlins goes swimmingly for Bubich. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7965. Let's go to Phil in Shawnee. Phil, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks, Vern. I'm not quite sure about this wanting to get rid of Lugo so fast. They got to go 38-24 the rest of the season to end up at 10 games above 500. That gives them a fighting chance. If they have a fighting chance, and again, their ERA, the staff ERA is still like 3.5, right?
Yep. Better than
you
that.
You lose Lugo, you're going to lose some numbers there, and I would hate to see us give up, trade Lugo to the Red Sox, who are 5 games ahead of us, and then we go to Fenway a month from now, and Lugo's pitching against us and shutting us out. I mean, the offense just has to score more runs. We're 10-10 in our last 20, but today would have been the 9th out of 11 had we not blown up in the 9th inning. But even without today, 8-2 in the last 20 when we score 4 or more runs. We just have to score at least 4 runs in a game. That's not that hard.
We've been saying it all year, Phil.
That insane statistic they came up with today on the – I can't remember if it was the radio or the – I think it was on the radio broadcast – was that we have 3 guys out of 8 in the major leagues who have at least 25 doubles, Perez, Witt, and Garcia. And yet we've scored 1 or less runs like 26 times. Those are 2 insane statistics to go against each other. We got 3 guys who can hit the ball for doubles and move guys from first to home, and yet we've got all these games where we're not scoring runs. Caglione sees the ball in the middle of the plate with people on, he's got to do what he did today, and that's all there is to it. When the ball's in the middle of the plate and there are runners on, hit the damn ball for a double and let's go home and let's take a win. It's 38-24. That doesn't seem impossible. That's a little over 600 ball. That's possible. And if that's well, we'll see what they do the next 9 games. But if they win 7 of the next 9, I hold the fort and keep Lugo.
Great points, Phil. Always nice hearing from you. Bobby Witt Jr. doubled today. He now has 33 to lead Major League Baseball. Salvi doubled today. He now has 26. That's third most in baseball. And Michael Garcia did not double, but yeah, he does have 25. That's sixth best in baseball. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. Yeah, listen, Phil, everything you said is 100% right. But we're 100 games into this thing, and I've seen absolutely no reason to believe that this team has a two-month stretch of 600 ball in them. Now, I see exactly what you see. Yes, Salvi and Vinny and Bobby are studs. They carried you, almost single-handedly carried you to the postseason last year. Of course they still have that in them. And now you get to throw Michael Garcia into the mix? And possibly the Jack Caglione that you're talking about, the guy that does sting the ball to the opposite field like he did twice today, a two-run double in the fourth inning with two outs, big knock for Cags. And then he laced one to the opposite field just two innings later. Yeah, sure. Again, look at that fourth inning. It's Bobby, it's Vinny, it's Michael, it's Salvi, and it's Cags. They did it all three runs. No reason to believe that they can't do that every other night, right? Those five batters having a crooked number inning, putting up a crooked number in an inning every other night, there's no reason to believe that they can't other than the first 100 games. Yeah, listen, I'm right there with you. It's just, I don't have the weaponry anymore, and I don't have the data. I don't have the evidence to support what I was saying in April and in May and in the early part of June. I've had to lay my arms down because this team just hasn't afforded me the artillery I need to fight the good fight with you, Phil. But it's nice hearing from you. Vinny today, 1-for-4, a sack fly. He's batting .305 since the end of April. Vinny's been an all-star for 3 months now. Leads the team with 57 RBI. Bobby Witt Jr., one of just 7 big leaguers with 50 extra base hits on the season. Bobby's batting .313 on the road this year. And yeah, speaking of Jack Caglione, after the game he received the Joel Goldberg treatment on the field on FanDuel Sports Network.
All right, we've got Jack Caglione. I know his family's not too far away. A very big, important double early on in this one. How about that? Just a nice, easy swing opposite field, that natural power. Take me through it.
Yeah, you know, I got a little excited. First AB, first pitch fastball. You know, talking to the guys, just focused on staying through it a little bit better there. And thankfully, we strung together some good hits right there.
It's really interesting you say that, too, because it was a first pitch ground out in your first at bat to the second baseman. There's been probably more of that than you're used to at other levels. Then you make that adjustment. What is that thought process like? How much are you thinking about it?
Yeah, I mean, I felt myself kind of fly open a little bit that first AB, and I just kind of told myself if he comes back with it again, just make sure to stay through it.
I'm watching you do what you do and Salvador Perez do what he's doing, and he has been doing it, having debuted in your hometown in Tampa in his first game all the way back in 2011. I don't know how old you were back then. The point is he's been doing it a long time. What do you learn watching a guy like that, the way he manages the highs and lows of this game?
Yeah, I mean, he's been really a huge help kind of navigating this. You know, I lean on guys like him, Vinny and Bob, pretty hard, you know, just trying to figure out how to navigate this, and being able to watch him do it every day has been super helpful.
Last thing, I know this is not Tampa. This is like a different world. It might as well be a different state. The culture, everything about Tampa and Miami is very different in their own unique ways, but this is as close as you've been to home. What has it been like to have your mom, your dad, so many family and friends here?
It's been great. You know, I can't thank them enough for making the trip. So my grandma here came today. She flew in, and yeah. I'm just...
Grandfather the other day too, right?
Yeah, grandfather's still here. He rode with my parents and myself. My grandma came in today, and it's just been great to see everybody.
That's Jack Caglione, who just played his 37th career big league game, picked up his 20th base hit, his 9th extra base hit, and drove in his 8th and 9th career RBI. Royals win 7-4. The record is just 4 games below 500. And again, like Phil and Shawnee points out, 38-24. And you match last year's win total of 10 games above 500.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
500. We'll take a dive into the text line, get back to your phone calls. Again, the number, 913-586-7965. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to you after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, real quick, in addition to all the healthy, all-natural food I was telling you about, what else I love about Guaranteed Foods is my wife and I, we no longer have to do all of the work. You know, from going to the grocery store with the wobbly wheels on the shopping carts and, you know, trying to find what you want, what aisle is it in, it's all picked over. You know, scanning your own food, checking yourself out, bagging your own groceries. Hey, does anybody even work here anymore? No, now with Guaranteed Foods, a professional menu consultant comes to you to help you customize selections for your specific needs and your family's specific needs. You know, budget, diet, lifestyle, allergies, whatever it is. And then after that, a skilled delivery specialist comes to you, delivers your food at perfect temperature, and places every item on your shelves. They're doing it. It's all a part of the service. So there's no lines, there's no crowds, there's no hassles. It's just affordable, healthy food at your fingertips. It's what you want when you want it. Find out for yourself.
888-5000. Guaranteed Foods. Or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
The first base side of the rubber, he turns into his windup and now delivers. It's a fastball clocked high in the air to the left field corner. Stowers turns around, it bangs off the top of the wall and out. A home run for Salvador Perez for a second consecutive game.
Yes, indeed. Jake Eisenberg on the call, last heard here on 96.5 The Fan. That leadoff blast from the captain, number 15 on the season, his sixth in the last 10 games. First pitch fastball up, ripped to left field, 109 miles per hour off of the bat. Royals go up 7-0. They would go on to win 7-4. And they saved some face and salvaged one in Miami. And now, happy flight to Chicago. The first of three against the Whites, or excuse me, against the Cubs. Monday night, 7:05 right here on 96.5 The Fan. Salvi, by the way, batting 364 here in the month of July. 15 games, so not the largest of sample sizes, but it's been a very impressive 15 games. He has 13 RBIs, 12 extra base hits, and 11 runs scored. 913-586-7965, that's the phone number for the Peterson & Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Jim in Leawood. Jim, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Great. Hey, thanks, Vern. Listen, I want to take a Jack Caglione Kool-Aid test for Vern, and here's the question for you to see how hard you are on this Kool-Aid. Let's just start for ease of calculation post-All-Star game, all right? Give me your over and under for the rest of the season on Cag's OPS.
Starting today?
No, I'll give you today. But for ease of calculation, let's include Friday's game.
So I'll say league average. Let's just say league average. I think he could be better than league average from here on out, so that's better than 700.
Okay, I got the under. I'll call you back end of the year.
Cool. Great. Jim, I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. 913-586-7965. It's a great question. It's a fair question. If you're saying that's me on the Kool-Aid, okay, yeah. We will see, man. I'm excited now. That's something to look forward to. And if that isn't evidence of how I feel about the final 62 games, well, there you go. I don't know how much there's going to be to get excited about down the stretch. Now, the chase to get to 500 does not excite me. I showed up this season for the postseason. Not for, hey, can they get to 80 wins? But watching Cags, yeah, that's something. That'll be something. Caglione, through his first 37 games, has an OPS of 474. That's 225 points below league average. So, yeah, I wonder what the odds would be on that. That's a great question, Jim. Something fun to follow. I'm going to bring that up tomorrow when I join Fesco and Dusty. Join them every Monday right around 8:20 here on 96.5 The Fan. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. I see the Rally Mantis on the text line. He's celebrating the fact that the Royals have ended their six-game losing streak in Miami. Scott in Phoenix writes in, Vern, games like this make it hard to give up on this team completely. Yes, we need some magic to happen, but again, with strong starting pitching, we still have a chance. Let's see what we can do at Wrigley this week. The Cubs are the best team in baseball right now, so the challenge is clear. We need to play our best. Signed, Scott in Phoenix. Well, you're right about the rotation. Royals rotation has the third best ERA in Major League Baseball, a mark of 3.36. And yet, four games below 500. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Thanks for taking my phone call. And, look, it wasn't exactly the one day in the game with the
Garrett, what are you? You sound terrible. What's going on with your phone?
I'm listening.
Yeah, I can't hear you. No, you're out of here. Sorry, man. Horrible connection. It's hurting my ears. Don in Grandview writes in on the text line, Vern, this is what destroys fans. You know, we see a game like this. We hear a game like this. We know they can do this, and they're just not doing it. This team today, Vern, is a team that could win 90 to 100 games and bring us a trophy. That's what's been so sad about 2025, signed Don in Grandview. Royals now 32-8 when they score four or more runs. All right, so Guy in Gladstone writes in on the text line that Phil in Shawnee is out of his mind for believing the Royals can play 600 baseball, or at least believing it's possible. Right? Phil didn't say they're going to. He said they could. play 600 baseball down the stretch and finish this thing 86-76. But yeah, Phil's reasons were sound. The Royals pitching staff is outstanding. And you throw in the bullpen, rotation bullpen, the Royals pitching staff as a whole, second best ERA in baseball. And just the seventh pitching staff in Royals history to post an ERA below 3.5 over the course of the first 100 games. Raj in the Ozarks is on the text line. Says that ninth inning does not make him excited. No, of course not. He's asking J.J. Piccolo to, quote, please think for the future. Trade deadline stays on my mind. Think future, J.J., please. Signed, Raj in the Ozarks. Well, nine games separate the Royals from the trade deadline. Trade deadline is July 31st at 5 o'clock, Kauffman Stadium time. 913-586-7965. Man, Salvador Perez, text line frustrated with the way that I opened the show. That's okay. From the 816, Vern, comparing a Hall of Fame catcher to a manager that's accomplished very little. Hot take, dude. From the 816, I still don't think he's a very good manager. From the 816, goodness, Vern. Hey, guys, it's okay. Our manager is a passive coward. We have an all-time great player who sets the example. So you guys are upset that I pointed out how Salvi, the captain of this team, doesn't always show the passion that you guys want to see from Matt Quatrero, because you don't want to see passion. That's not it. That's just your cute word to make you feel like you climbed to the moral high ground. No, what you want to see is Matt Quatrero screaming. You want to see him act like a lunatic. That's what you want. I mean, what else classifies as passion? Other than getting thrown out, other than ranting and raving, what is it that you want to see? You want him to scream and shout at a teammate, to undress a coach, I mean, one of his players? What are we talking about? No, you want him to lose it. Has Salvi ever lost it? No, I understand. Yeah, Salvi's a future Hall of Famer, and Matt Quatrero's had one winning season as a skipper. Yeah, I understand that. But my point is, when things aren't going well, that's not when you change who you are. And Salvi was very disappointing for the better part of the first 2 months, right? Now, do we see him starting to break bats, scream at teammates, scream at the hitting coach, scream at his manager? No. Because if you do that, you show that the game's getting to you. You show that, man, what's worked for me, my entire career is no longer working, and boy, I am scrambling. There's pails full of water. We are sinking right now. Now, my comparison, and maybe it's my fault, maybe I set it all up poorly, which is very possible. My point was not, hey, I don't need passion from my manager because Salvi's here. My point is, I don't want my leaders to show panic. And that's exactly what you guys want to see. You call it passion, but what you really want to see is panic. You want Q to be something that he's not. You want Salvi to be something that he's not. You want Bobby to be something that he's not. You want him to start ranting and raving and cussing. That's not who Bobby is. He's not a get-in-the-face-of-the-opposition type of guy. Salvi starts doing that. Bobby starts doing that. Guys are going to start looking around going, oh, it is worse than I thought. Salvi's losing it. Bobby's losing it. Q's flying off the deep end. So you guys can miss the point, but by missing the point, you're making my point. Salvi's a future Hall of Famer named captain, just the fourth captain in franchise history, and it's not because he's up one day and down another. That doesn't work in Major League Baseball. Salvi, by the way, just 20 RBIs away from matching Amos Otis for third in franchise history. He's also 10 doubles away from matching Yogi Berra's career total. Salvi's 15 extra base hits shy of Frank White for third most in Royals history. Salvi, one of two Royals with multiple hits today, the other being Kyle Isbell. Izzy with a pair of singles and a walk. Royals center fielder now has a hit in 8 of his last 9 games. And the boys in blue are 17-7 when Izzy crosses the plate. Let's go to Nate in Lenexa. Nate, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh. So I disagree that, you know, the captains shouldn't be, you know, all flagrant and, you know, getting up in people's faces. I think it's the captain's duty when you're on a big skid to get up in people's faces and say, hey, the way that we're playing right now is not acceptable. Break shit in the locker room. I don't care.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks for the phone call. So that is what you want. You want them to be a lunatic. You couldn't even get through two sentences without cussing on the radio, Nate. Well, thank God you never made it to the big leagues. You got no control of yourself. And why wouldn't you think that Salvi isn't having those one-on-one conversations? I've always assumed that Salvi is, you know, leading by example, taking guys aside when it's needed, and he's not their father. Just like Matt Quatrero isn't their father. Now, some of it has to start internally, right? If you're looking for, man, I need motivation. Who the hell in their right mind on this team needs motivation? Who is good enough on this team to where their job in the big leagues is so secure, they can show up to the ballpark lacking motivation? Kyle Isbell, Freddie Freeman, who on this team has their spot locked up for years to come? Has their money right for years to come? Salvi, Bobby, Waka, Lugo. We're talking about the self-starters on the team, the guys that motivate themselves, that aren't looking to a manager to fire them up. From the 417, Vern, most fans don't want Q to get ran just to get ran. But just for once, show a pulse when every single fan is upset about a call. At least walk onto the field and show a sign of life. What the hell does that mean? These are adults. These are professionals. This isn't Little League. Okay. Show a pulse when every single fan is upset about a call. So you want him, on behalf of the fans, to walk onto the field and show a sign of life. Okay, he's on the field. Everyone's like, what's he doing out there? And I'm assuming you're talking about the overslide, right? Where his player didn't execute. Bobby and Tyler Tolbert came off the bag. Therefore, they're out. You wanted him to go out there and scream at an umpire, even though the umpire had nothing to do with the call being overturned. Go on the field and act like a lunatic. That's exactly what you want. No, you do want him to get run just to get run. You guys are thinking way too much like football fans. And what I, no, you know what, let me take that back. You're thinking way too much like, Neanderthals? I just heard that's pronounced a different way. You guys are thinking like barbarians. Go out there, scream. I'm mad, you be mad. It's really ridiculous and unbecoming. Let's go to Showtime in Kansas City. Showtime, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Oh, hey there, Vern. What a great Royals win today. And let's hope that Big Bob and the boys get on that charter flight to Chicago and their confidence is boosted. The Cubs are the best team in baseball. Okay, well, it's time for the Royals to assert themselves. So everybody get on the boat because the Royals are about to take 2 out of 3 in Chicago. And you know what, Vern? Showtime's a buyer, but sometimes you got to subtract to add. And let's go ahead and cash in on Seth Lugo, and I'm ready to cash in on Carlos Estevez. Thank you for the time, sir, but it's time to get Carlos Estevez and cash in because light out Lucas Irsay is ready to be the Royals' closer. Trade those guys while the value is high, and let's keep this team rolling to the playoffs. It's showtime Kansas City, baby. I'm out.
Rackham. Showtime, thanks for the phone call. Are you sure Lucas Irsay's ready to be the closer again? Nice hearing from you. We'll see if Noah Cameron needs Lucas Irsay tomorrow. Cameron's been on an absolute tear. We'll see if maybe the national media starts giving a little bit of love to Cameron for the American League Rookie of the Year Award. We'll see. Not holding my breath. I'll talk to you tomorrow, 6 o'clock for the On Deck Show. It's a 7:05 for the first pitch from the north side of Chicago. Special thanks to James Howell back at the studio, doing a great job as always. Always a pleasure working with a pro like you, James. Kansas City, let's do it again tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thanks for listening. Show some passion, Kansas City. Come on. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
On to the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.